Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 693. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is, I believe, downstairs. He was fed a half an hour ago, so he's probably just lounging around down there. He's not too active. He's not freaking out because he's not as hungry. I don't know if he's going to come up here and chime in at any point or not. Probably. I'm going to lean on the side of probably not. But my voice is back for the most part. I've still got a little bit of this cold shit going on that just won't go away. the remnants. I'm going to die with a cold, you know. I don't know if it's the cold that's going to kill me, but I get it so often, colds, that every time I get one, it's like, son of a bitch, another fucking cold. But it's gone for the most part. I can talk without it hurting. That's the important part. Last week was rough. I only paused and hacked a couple of times, but it was tough. I found last week that if I didn't push my voice out, got really up on the mic, which I'm usually up pretty far on the mic. I'm like up the mic's asshole at this point, since I don't want the extra background noise, so I just, you know, turn the gain real low on the mic, and I just put my face into it, which ends up in me hitting the mic stand a lot and making a lot of fucking sound that is kind of annoying, but I don't pick any, you know, I find it picks up less, extra sound, like the heat kicking on or something of that nature. I just got to put my face directly inside the microphone. Got to become one with it. But I am also caffeinated up. I just took a Red Bull, so that's why I'm a little up. I realized last week after recording the episode, which I've talked about this a few times, like, man, it's funny. Last week I was talking about, it's funny the things I remember, like from watching a show that will stick in my brain but won't remember. And I was talking out of my ass again last week about The Boys, because now, to be fair, maybe I didn't see this part on the first watch through of season 4 of The Boys, because I do also have the problem where a lot of the times I'm watching this stuff, it's late at night, and because a lot of times I'm watching something like that, like right before I'm going to sleep, I'll put it on, and oftentimes I will fall asleep in the middle of a show. And, you know, the next day I got to try to figure out, okay, what's the last thing I remember? And have to go back because I played through the whole thing. Because I didn't shut it off before falling asleep. And so maybe I missed it the first watch through around. But I did realize going back through The Boys that I am an idiot. Last week I talked about, like, I thought Butcher was going to take full Compound V to prevent himself from dying. I remembered, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen season 4 of The Boys, Butcher is, you know, dying because he had taken Temp V too many times, and he had like this worm thing inside him, and like he's got sort of superpowers from the worm that can like fuck some shit up. And the worm at the end of season 4 like takes full control of Butcher. But as far as I know, you know, at the end of season 4, like, he's still dying. It's just that he's got this crazy worm thing that can do some crazy shit. It's very Resident Evil-ish with the worm. Like, if you see, I guess it started in Resident Evil 4 when they had like the virus stuff inside of them that, of course, there's always the virus. There's a T-virus. I forgot what the one in 4 is, but it's got a parasite, I guess. It's very much like that parasite in Resident Evil 4. There is a scene in season 4 of The Boys where Butcher clearly says he tried taking Compound V, the full stuff, not the temp. He nicked it off of Frenchie, is I believe how he put it in the show. mixed some off of Frenchy and then tried it, but it didn't do the trick. Didn't help him. And it's just such a, it happened, it's a very short scene. You don't, he just kind of see him like with the compound V. You don't see him inject it, if I remember correctly. And, you know, maybe Butcher was just full of shit. Maybe he didn't, you know, and then we're going to find out he does, you know. I don't know. I feel like maybe they are going to kill Butcher off. Had I, you know, bothered to read the comic, maybe I would know where they were going with it. What I'm really excited to see for in the final season of The Boys is going back through. I've been back through all of season four now of The Boys, the whole show. So I'm back up to date. The very last episode of The Boys, we get more spoiler alert here. You've got Noir and The Deep. What is Homelander's like, we got to kill everybody that's like even like has dirt on any of us. We got to kill them all off in the company. And the top of the list is Ashley, who's the CEO. And she's the one pulling her hair out that's like stressed out. And she's the dominatrix, too. Quite the funny character. But she finds out that they're going to kill her, and she's like freaking out. She runs into Homelander's apartment and takes the compound V and injects that. And we don't get to see what she turns into, other than we get like a little of a hint that she's going to be, I'm excited to see what Ashley turns into. But like her head, her skull, like it comes off, her wig comes off. Cause of course she was wearing a wig to hide the fact that she was pulling all of her hair out. And it's very reminiscent of Friday the 13th, Part 4. The mask that Tommy Jarvis, played by Corey Feldman in that film, makes, where he's got, like, he's supposed to be Jason. He's got, you know, just clumps of hair. That's what is on Ashley's head, basically. But as the compound V is, like, mutating her and turning into her soup, her skull just starts bulging out and everything, and it's just, like, oh, but we don't get to see like the final product. What exactly happened to Ashley? But I'm excited to see what happened. I'm expecting some kind of monstrosity, some kind of like blob-esque. And I'm not talking like Blob from X-Men, just like fat. I'm talking Blob like the Blob from The Blob. I'm expecting something just completely grotesque. I'm assuming is what's going with this. And, I don't know exactly her superpowers are going to be. I'm excited for that. That is. And of course, Soldier Boy's, you know, going to make an appearance of some way, shape, or form. Because in the final episode, of course, like Homelander finds that they've got, the CIA has Soldier Boy. They show him, they take him into where Soldier Boy's at. And it's just like, oh shit, we get Soldier Boy. And of course, we're getting the Soldier Boy prequel, which is pretty exciting. Which means we're also going to get original Noir, the Black Noir. So that'll be good stuff. Although that'll be weird because it'll be the time when Black Noir, the original, the OG Noir, will be talking, and that'll be a little not as nice. I like the deaf Noir that's just like got animals talking to him. I feel like maybe that's a thing that happened after he got his voice taken away from him. but I don't know. We'll find out. I did, you know, of course, I'm recording this on a Saturday after Thanksgiving, the day after Black Friday. Would you call it Black Saturday? Is there a term for it? Is it turning orange? Like, is it fading away from black? Are we, I don't know. anyway, didn't go over to the Muffin Man's for Thanksgiving. We ended up, I don't think Shelly and Nabina really wanted to like cook more food because they went over to her parents' house and had a full Thanksgiving meal. And so what we ended up doing was we went to the movies with my mother, Muffin Man, Shelly and Nabina. We went to the movies to see the Now You See Me, the new one. Now You See Me, Now You Don't, I believe is the title of that one. There's what, like the third or fourth film? I don't know. I'd never seen any of them before. It was entertaining. But then we went to have a Thanksgiving meal, I guess, if you want to call it that. We went and had dinner at the Hollywood Casino there on Riverport Drive, up in St. Louis area-ish, you know, at the Chinese restaurant there. I had the Kung Pao calamari and pot stickers, because nothing says Thanksgiving quite like that. I did have pumpkin pie at home, though. I did have that. And I had pumpkin pie. I had a whipped cream, that pumpkin-flavored whipped cream, which I got to say didn't really have much of a flavor to it. It was just like I had the option to get it. I was like, let's just see what this tastes like. And so it was a pumpkin pie with some pumpkin whipped cream on it. So I did that. And then I get, you know, yesterday, Black Friday, I just laid around, tried, you know, I'm still trying to get the remnants of this fucking cold out of my system. So I've just been like sleeping a lot. But I did binge watch yesterday the first four episodes that they've released of Stranger Things season 5, the final season. And I enjoyed it very much. And I don't want to spoil that. You know, I feel like that's a big one. And I mean, they just released it, but I dug it. I'm excited to see, you know, I guess they're doing 8 episodes. I know that they're releasing, I think, is it Christmas Day? I'm going to have to look this up. Season 5, Stranger Things. Let's see here. Yeah, they're releasing, I guess, the next one on, let's see, damn it. Oh, well, let's get the full release schedule here. The season, which will consist of 8 episodes, it is 8 episodes, set to be released in 3 parts. The first volume premiered on November 26th, the day before Thanksgiving. And then the second, the first volume, yeah, then, and with the second slated for December 25th. So on the 25th, which is Christmas Day. And then, of course, the final will be released on December 31st. So New Year's Eve, they are releasing the final episode. So I guess they're releasing 3 episodes, Christmas Day, final episode on December 31st. And I'm already bumming that, you know, I'll never get another season of Stranger Things. So, but, I imagine the Duffer Brothers are not done making things, so I would imagine they're going to have another, you know, show. Will it be as good as Stranger Things? Only time will tell. They're saying, I guess there are going to be at least, there's going to be at least one maybe spinoff to Stranger Things. So it says, this is an article off of CBR.com. It's like comic books, something, rather.com. After a long wait, Stranger Things is finally back. Season 5, Volume 1, out, is out. Characters are in over their heads for the fight to destroy Vecna. Love me some Vecna. Love Vecna. I can't. Vecna. I think I threw a T in there. God damn it. I'm too amped up from the Red Bull. Maybe I didn't need that. I wasn't really tired before I did that. And the doctors have told me to lay it. Well, the nurse told me to lay off that. I'm going with the smaller ones, though, you know? I'm not going full-on monster with the insane amount of caffeine. I'm not taking it every day. Anyway. It says, with the Stranger Things popularity skyrocketing again, Netflix is celebrating the release with multiple surprises. One of them is that one of the fan favorite characters, Natalia Dyer's Nancy Wheeler, is getting a spinoff. The only twist is that it's not going to be a show, but a novel by TV writer and novelist Caitlin Schneiderhand titled One Way or Another. Well, that's a novel. Per the announcement, the upcoming novel, which hits the shelves on December 2nd, has Nancy team up with Robin Buckley, played by Maya Hawke, on the show to solve the mystery. One Way or Another takes place after the end of season 4. Well, that's odd that it would have taken place in between the seasons here. The official description reads, Hawkins, Indiana is in recovery. It's been 2 months since Vecna's earthquake tore through the town, and its residents are still reeling from the devastation. Nancy Wheeler has spent every waking minute on the hunt for Vecna, but he's continued to elude her. How can she head to Emerson for college in the fall if Hawkins is still under the influence of the Upside Down? Nancy begins to suspect a fellow classmate, Joey Taft, which I don't think is a, I think that's a new character, might be Vecna's new victim as he starts acting weird. As she enlists Robin's help, they discover that people around town are all getting sick and a strange man is tailing her as she investigates. The synopsis for the spinoff novel warns, together with Robin, Nancy embarks on a dangerous quest for the truth. The deeper the two dig, the further Nancy finds herself drawn into a web of intrigue that threatens to trap her and Hawkins forever. That's basically the novel there. That's, yeah, I guess that's the only thing news on here for a spinoff. It's a fucking novel. That's, come on now. Oh, this is, I'm trying to look for more here. And I would imagine that they're going to have more in the Stranger Things universe. I mean, it's such a big show. Will it be related to any of the characters? Who knows at this point? But I mean, it's such a big thing. I mean, my favorite show of all time, of course, Breaking Bad. I think it's the greatest show. Fantastic. The character arc of Walter White is, you know, never before seen before that show, to take like a normal everyday chemistry teacher into a fucking drug kingpin. To the number one drug kingpin. I mean, that is quite the character arc. You know, they had that's, you know, it didn't end at Breaking Bad. They went Better Call Saul, which was a prequel, and then they did the El Camino movie. You know, I feel like Stranger Things is also big enough to where it really need, you know, they can have more of a universe. I mean, look at Star Wars. You know, started out was A New Hope was supposed to just be the one. And although I think Lucas did plan on a trilogy initially, I don't recall now. But it definitely wasn't supposed to have, you know, 30 episodes. you know, yeah, I'd love to see more stuff involving the Upside Down. I mean, it's such a cool universe, man. I mean, such a great show. Stranger Things is fantastic. I've started to get over the fact that these characters are not children anymore, although when I binge watch the whole show, it gets a little weird. Although I got to say, binge watching The Boys, that one's a little bit harder to get over, mainly because Mother's Milk, MM, he clearly between seasons, which they're kind of one of the many shows. Stranger Things also went through a big hiatus during, you know, COVID, but, and, you know, Mandalorian, a lot of shows got fucked up because they had a lot of time between seasons. But there was MM, like, clearly hit the Ozempic or something's going on. He lost an insane amount of weight between seasons and looks so different from season 3 to 4. And then also you get, was her name Erin Moriarty or the Starlighter Annie? Her character, or the actress that plays Annie, she had a lot of, I believe, surgery done to her face, and it's startling if you binge watch the stuff. You know, like, well, what the hell? They look so different. Much like when Breaking Bad, if you binge watch all of Breaking Bad, and then watch El Camino right after, and you see Todd. Is supposed, you know, he's nice and he's like super thin and younger. And then, you know, it's supposed to happen like the same time as the final episode of Breaking Bad, El Camino does. And Todd's all of a sudden put on like 100 pounds. And definitely you can tell that a lot of the actors look much older, like Jesse, of course, Aaron Paul, and whatnot. But they do a pretty good job makeup-wise of like hiding that. But then Todd like clearly put on a lot of weight. And again, if you're just going to binge watch it and then immediately watch El Camino, it can be a little jarring. It takes you out of it a little bit, you know? Or at least with me. If I notice the character looks totally different, it starts making me think not about the show, but of like, what the fuck? Can really mess me up. There's a little bit of that with the Stranger Things, but there's, at least with Stranger Things, there's supposed to be a good amount of time in between like these seasons. Initially, man, when season 4 came out, it really messed with my brain to see these kids as adults, because they're now like, most of the kids now are like in their mid-20s, except for like the really young ones, like Lucas's sister and Holly, Mike's sister. I forget Lucas's sister's name off the top of my head. She's pretty funny in season 5. She's got a great line in there. God damn it. I'll spoil the line, I guess. I told you to eat your... Or what is she... I don't know if she says fucking. I told you to eat the fucking pie or something like that. To eat your fucking pie. Something along those lines. And I don't want to give away the scene. Just that line, their delivery of it. Again, fucking may not have been used the word she used. But she was pretty good in season 4. She was in there, or was it season 3? It was the, because she was mainly in that one, I think. Where the mall one, which I believe is season 3. The mall season is good. It's good. Oh, I am super excited though to see how this wraps up. But it's one of those weird things though. I'm also like, oh, it's good. It's sad to watch the end of it because I know there's not going to be more Stranger Things again. Maybe they'll do a spinoff or something else in the Stranger Things universe. I mean, I'd still be excited to see, you know, what else the Duffer Brothers put out. But you know, it's not going to be. It's not the same. It used to really bug me, though, to watch, to see those children, like, older, because, like, that first season, man, that first season is so iconic, and it was so awesome when I first watched that, but, you know, this is, like, 10 years ago. They've aged a lot. They've aged 10 years. This is, what, 2015, 2016, whenever it initially released. So they've been working on this for a good long time. But I'm hoping, too, also that, like, with Vince Gilligan, they've got the new show on Apple TV. I don't subscribe to Apple TV, and I've already got way too many subscriptions. I need to cut them down. I don't need to add more services. I'm hoping if the Duffer Brothers put out another big show, and there's, you know, that it's in that universe, where it better stay with Netflix. Because... it'll probably be some, you know, I don't want it to find out it's some new streaming service that I'll have to fucking pay for. Like, son of a bitch, man. People, I'm paying for too much shit. Knock it off. But yeah, either way, excited to see how this wraps up. And, you know, you get some good Vecna. You don't get a whole lot of, although you get to, cutting myself off here. You don't get a whole lot of Vecna, but you get a little bit of Vecna in these first 4 episodes. You get to see the very beginning, first episode, you get to see a little Vecna, and when he first captured Will, you get to see a little bit of that. And then, of course, the last of the 4 episodes, you'll get a little bit more Vecna. And just little sprinkles of Vecna. And the last we saw Vecna, he looks real strong now. Like, he's going to really fuck some shit up. But we got some other people with powers now, spoiler alert, that are going to help in this battle. It's not just 11 on her own. We got some other people that look like they're going to step up. I mean, it was a group effort in season four. I mean, I love how they all work together. I mean, obviously, they have to work as a team to take down Vecna. And that is, there's no I in team. there is an 11, though. And 11's still going to fuck some shit up, you know? Nancy is, you know, pretty badass in that at the end of season four there with the shoddy. She does get some more shoddy action in these last four, the first of the four episodes of the season five there. So we get Nancy with the shoddy. And it's just goodness. I guess I don't want to really spoil any of it because it's so good. So good. So good, as Neil Diamond would sing about in Sweet Caroline. Or is that just the lines we add on there? So good, so good. Anyway. I digress. Yet again. I am, my big plans for tonight is really not much. I'm going to watch the Blues game on the projector as, man, it is not great weather out. We had a little bit of snow and some rain, and it was below freezing for a while. It's above it now, thankfully, and just kind of slush outside. It was not great when I went to go get my haircut earlier. I just drove slowly, which does remind me I do need to put air in my tires. Every time, of course, you know, it gets really fucking cold, you know, it shrinks everything, so then, like, air will tend to have less air in the tires. I need to fucking put more air in there. But anyway, yeah. My big plans are I'm going to watch the Blues game as, you know, their record, not great. Not great at all. But they did win last night. Or yesterday. They played at 3. It wasn't really nighttime. It was in the afternoon that they played. And it was a solid game. They won 4-3 against the Ottawa Senators. I'm not liking some of the rumors, the trade talks. They are, you know, one of the big names they're putting out there is Binnington to Edmonton. I don't see it happening because Edmonton really doesn't have much to give for Binnington. I mean, that's really just the only thing that could really entice St. Louis to do so was really to unload Bennington's contract. To unload that money from to clear, you know, room to pick up some other people or whatever. But really, Edmonton doesn't really have much to give in return. But if the Blues are going to go through a rebuild, I guess it would make sense to get rid of. But Jordan, don't get rid of Jordan Binnington. That is like the linchpin. That was the real. I mean, it was a solid team they had to win the cup. I mean that. Top to bottom, those guys, you know, fantastic. But Binnington was the one that came in like that when he came in and really took over as starting goalie is just that was just. I mean, are you the famous line? Do I look nervous when in the interview? And just like the guy was just like ice in his veins, and you want that in a hockey player in general, for them to have ice in their veins, but definitely like a goalie, and he just. The Blues franchise most winningest goalie, the most starts for a Blues goalie. I mean, like, it's gonna be a sad day. You know, eventually Binnington, I would imagine, is not gonna be a Blue at some point. But it's gonna be a sad day. You know, I've got a couple of different Binnington jerseys. He's my boy. I mean, he is you know, one of the big players that helped bring us the Stanley Cup. To St. Louis. I hope that doesn't happen. Man, if Edmonton gets Binnington, holy shit, that team is going to be unstoppable. And if they have a goalie that plays lights out during big games, which Binnington can be very streaky. He's had some pretty off games this season. The whole team has. The whole team has played like shit. With some minor exceptions, you know, and like they'll have some good games, and it seems though they're less of the getting blown out. It seems like they're progressing a little bit, but still, like I mean, they're not getting the finishing the job most of the time, and they've had a lot of overtime losses. Anyway, I mean, yeah, it's just gonna suck to see Bennington go somewhere else. But I mean, it'll be kind of bittersweet if he goes to Edmonton, because I think, again, yeah, if Edmonton has a top notch goalie, like I don't see how they don't win the cup. I mean, they've been to the cup finals the last two seasons, and really goaltending's been the big thing that has stopped them from fucking winning. And if they have a goaltender that's just like big game Binner, I might have to actually start watching some Oilers games. But again, it'll be sad. I'll be like, that's my fucking goalie. I mean, Braden Schenn, if there's talk about losing Braden Schenn, the captain, which I like Schenn. But it won't be quite as gut punch to me as Bennington. That's just my boy, you know? And I feel like it's just a harder one to lose. Like, with Schenn, we've got enough centers. He really hasn't been playing center much anyway. And, you know, he's not producing. He's not the top scorer or anything like that. Points producer. So I mean, it's and I think Robert Thomas is quite capable of taking the captain's role. So I would think, you know, that it would be, you know, okay to lose Schenn. Although, you know, he's another guy that was there when the team won the cup, and that I mean, it just sucks to lose any of the guys, you know, from that team, because as we get further away from when they won the cup, I mean, we just have less and less people, of course. That's just how time works. That we'll have less people left over from that. And it's just, there's only one, like four or five guys left from that Stanley Cup winning team. This is just a shame. but yeah. Trying to think what else got going on here lately. I mean, well, we got Christmas coming up. I don't really have much plans for that, honestly, other than watching Stranger Things. Haven't really thought about Christmas shopping at all. I don't even know who all I'm going to buy for at the moment. I was looking at Black Friday stuff, trying to find a deal on treadmills. But unfortunately I wasn't seeing anything that, that really jumped out of me that like was a good enough deal. Like, yeah, I'm going to buy that, mainly cause I'm pretty broke right now. Just don't want to spend money on anything, which I would imagine most people are at this point. Just how shitty the inflation's just insane these days. Just fucking horrible. The tariffs have just wreaked havoc on the price of every fucking thing. It's just no bueno, man. No bueno. I don't know what. I also was kind of looking for a keyboard, possibly. But again, yeah, I don't want to spend a whole lot of money. Like, fuck. I don't know exactly, yeah, what I'm going to do for Christmas as of yet. I imagine I'll go over to my cousins or something of that nature, and I'll need to get a Rob Your Neighbor gift. That I usually don't go too crazy in spending a lot on that. Past that, yeah, I've got maybe about four or five people I'll buy for. Nothing real crazy. I'm not, I got to really focus on, getting my, I've spent a good chunk of my home equity loan. I've really got to not make sure now that, I am not, overspending on shit. So it's going to be tightening down. And it's also just like the groceries, man, groceries are just fucking insane right now. It's fucking insane. And I'm looking at Amazon right now. I'm just kind of browsing, and I'm not really seeing anything that's really got a good deal on a PlayStation controller. I don't really need one, but it would be kind of nice to have one of the pro controllers for that, in case I ever want to play Call of Duty on my PlayStation. But that seems unlikely that I'll end up doing that. The nice thing I have seen about the PlayStation 5 Pro controllers is that I believe you can swap out the joysticks, like the whole thing, which is the biggest problem I've had with the playing first-person shooters on console is the joysticks these days are made so cheaply that I end up getting stick drift. Let's see here. Pro controller. There we go. Oh, the green one. My friend John got the green one. That green one looks fucking sharp. Like, just looks nice. Really nice. But that's not the, they've got ones that are, God damn it. I want the actual, no, I know there's like a more, that's not exactly what I'm looking for. I thought there was like officially licensed PlayStation one that was more, that had like the paddles on the back. Like when buying controllers, I find it just better to go with an actual officially licensed controller, whether that be Nintendo or PlayStation, that they just, they end up, you know, I mean, they just work so much better, that the quality. Let's see here. Edge, I guess Edge controller is what is considered. If you find the and it is not, well, it's sort of on sale. It's like $40 off, but they're normally like $200, so it's like $170. I can't really justify that, but it's got the paddles on the back. The paddles are fucking nice. That SCUF controller I had used for a while, I really did like. It was awesome while it worked, but it fucking broke way too easy. The shit went out on it way too easy. And, man, yeah, these things. Oh, no. You can't get the Edge in different colors, unfortunately. You can, but I guess, or you get the other colors and it's just not the right, you motherfuckers. Oh, I guess you can get it in white or black. That's the two. That's the choice. Oh, there's a blue one. Oh, no, the blue one's not the Edge. You fuckers. Yeah, the choice of white or black. I guess I'd go white. Matches Fox's cat hair, so that way. The replacement stick modules is the real reason why I would really consider getting the DualSense Edge, which is their pro version controller, I guess, for the PS5. And yeah, that is a game changer, and I would consider playing first person shooters again on console if, you know, I could just swap out the joysticks. I would hope that, you know, unless the joystick replacement is like $200, but I would hope not. I would really hope not. I'm trying to see where it. I don't see replacement, how much those cost. I would hope it wouldn't be insane, because that is a real pain in the ass going through the stick drift. As it does look like the reviews are all pretty much 5-star all the way across, which is definitely a plus, although there's 4.5. 85% of the reviews are 5-star. 4% at 1. 1% at 2. So the majority of the customers are happy with that, at least on Amazon. Ah. But I don't know if I'll be buying that. I don't plan on playing. I mean, I just bought a new fucking PC. I'm not exactly going to switch over to fucking playing console now on first-person shooters after buying a new PC. That's just not a good enough deal for me. If I could get it $100, maybe I'd consider. But it's still $160 with the Cyber Monday deal. Not really cutting it, man. Not really cutting it. Now, gaming keyboard, I might be more interested in that. God damn it. Gaming keyboards can get really fucking expensive. The one I have, you know, I just use a fucking cheap keyboard. I'd really like to have one that's honestly just more quieter keys. The keys on this can get really annoying. It's annoying when I'm recording this podcast and I'm trying to type something. You can hear every fucking key click. It gets a tad on the annoying side. I'd like to get. I mean, I still have my Vulcan Razer keyboard, which was a really great keyboard when it worked, but it doesn't. There's a few keys that don't work really on it anymore, and you can't swap out the keys on that one like you can many keyboards. God damn it. The Vulcan Razer. Apparently there's actual Razer blades. Let's see. Keyboard. I mean, there's the Rokat Vulcan keyboard that's the one I was using. I don't know, Razer. I thought Razer was somewhere in the title too, but I guess not. It's tempting. They got some decent deals on the Vulcan Rokat. But again, not being able to swap out the keys if they get busted. Although I had used that one for several years before I had issues with it. So it wasn't like the SCUF controller where I used it for a couple of months before I started having issues. They use the Titan switches, which... technically, I guess you can pull out those switches, but it is a real pain in the ass. I've watched YouTube videos on how you pull. It is, yeah, buy a new fucking keyboard what I get from watching that. I mean, it is not real great as far as it is not an easy process. It is something that it just looks like a huge pain in the ass. But I like the, it's a steel keyboard. I don't know. I just like having the steel, how flat it is. I mean, it's nice and thin. The responsiveness of the keys. Though, honestly, if I'm going to go with a keyboard, I would say my laptops, like my main laptop that I use now, because my other one's a piece of shit. I kind of prefer that keyboard over any of the keyboards I have. Although I haven't used the Vulcan Rokat in a while. So I can't. I'd have to pull it out and try it. I'm curious. I'm pretty sure it's the keys that are wrong. I wonder if maybe if I hooked it up to this computer, if somehow it magically worked. But I don't think so. I'm pretty sure the keys are just bad in it. But it would be... it'd be great to just fucking use that keyboard again. I'm using a real keyboard, you know, like a good one. I think I'm in the process of talking myself into buying a damn keyboard. Damn it. I should be maybe more considered looking at, I should be more focused on maybe a treadmill. Maybe, you know, get myself into some physical shape over than buying a fucking keyboard. I don't need a keyboard. It would just be convenient. A treadmill, like we're in the shitty part of the weather now, the year to the time where I'm like, yeah, I don't. Once upon a time, I would run in this stuff. I would run in the cold and the shit weather. Freezing rain is about the only thing I would be like, okay, maybe don't do that. I was never fond of running in the cold. But, you know, I would just go do it. And now I'm like, no, fuck that. I don't want to do that. Go stick it up your ass. But if I have a treadmill, you know, I can just stay inside, pull up some YouTube videos or fucking Netflix, whatever, Amazon Prime, get on the treadmill and go to town. And yeah, but there's treadmills. I mean, I can. It's a little too late now for me to get it. Had I got it in the summertime, I could have picked up a treadmill off Facebook Marketplace for probably free, just gone and picked it up somewhere. Because that's a time when everybody's getting rid of the treadmills. And, you know, I didn't do that. Spoiler alert. I had ordered a treadmill right when Trump first took office, when he started putting all the damn tariffs in, because I was like, hurry it up now before the prices really go through the roof. But I apparently waited a little too late, as the tariffs did fuck it up and they were out of stock. Even though they said they had it in stock, I bought it and then they reimbursed me for the order. I was like, son of a bitch. And then since then, I haven't really attempted to buy a treadmill. So it's... And it's just, there's deals on ones. Mainly they have like walking ones on Amazon. Or there's the Nordic Track, like fucking commercial grade shit that's like $1,000 and fuck all that. Or there's some, you know, that's like, I don't want to spend a fuck ton of money on one. I mean, there's. I mean, there's some decent deals, I guess, on some, but again, I don't know what's a decent quality treadmill is, honestly. I don't fucking run on treadmills. I have run on treadmills. I don't like running on treadmills. I know that. I also don't want to run outside, so it's kind of a... But this way, I have, like, no excuse that, you know, I can't... I really don't want to run outside in the weather now, and... It's just, I will run on a treadmill. I've done it before. When my friends, of course, John and Megan, when they had the Run store here in town and I printed shirts with them, I would go downstairs. They had the real nice commercial grade treadmills and I would run on those. When there was inclement weather, I would just like go out, like, fuck yeah, let's just knock out a couple on the treadmill. Though I did not like running on the treadmill, it was kind of nice to be able to just pull up some YouTube videos and such, and just watch that shit while I was running. Mainly, I would just pull up music videos and set like a kind of a playlist going on. It's hard for me to really spend money on a treadmill. And also, like, if I buy a shitty one and it goes out within, you know, a month or two, like, that's gonna really piss me off. And then I got this piece of junk just sitting in my fucking room. And like, when I have to buy another one or what have you, but I don't want to spend $1,000 on a treadmill. Even just spending a couple of hundred bucks, I'm like, I don't really want that either. I don't know jack shit about treadmills, really, to know what quality is. I know that, you know, you can buy new motors for most of these if they go out. And I don't think it's too terribly hard to replace, but like the motor I would think would be the main thing that would end up going out. But like, will I really use it a lot? That's another question. If I get it, is it just going to take up space in my other room? treadmills are just... They're infuriating, man. It is just, you get on a treadmill and you're putting in all this effort and you're not moving. You're running and putting in all this effort and then you're not actually moving. It is a pain in the ass. It is, I do have plenty of TVs, though. I got the TVs that I can put in the room with the treadmill and hook up, and hook up the Roku. I mean, I can really make a thing of it. And but I've got no... Yeah, there's... The ones I want to buy, the cheaper ones, I mean, you get some good reviews on it. But then you see like two or at least like three or four reviews of like, this is cheaply made. Do not buy this. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's why I wanted it, because it didn't cost much. It's like, God damn it. I don't want to spend a fortune on a treadmill. It's like, God damn it. That's a thing. Ugh. I feel like I should just probably man up and just run outside. I mean, just force myself to do it, you know? I mean, that's kind of the thing. But I also have a room set up already for a treadmill, because I have like the mat thing to throw down to be able to put on a treadmill. And right now I just use that room for storage, and it's like Fox's room. Like, he hangs out in there. I got the cat tree in there. He can look out the window and whatnot. But I just, I'm still really just on the fence about owning a treadmill. It is a torture device. It is not a pleasant thing, even with watching videos. That makes it way easier to deal with a treadmill. Running on a treadmill without having music or a fucking video or something to watch to take away from the thing. Which it is kind of nice, like our newer treadmills, they have like apps you can connect to on your phone or tablet or computer, what have you. And then you can like put different backgrounds and almost fool yourself that you're running, you know, you're running through Munich or something. Which is cool. Of course, I'm sure the ones that do it really well are the obscenely expensive ones, which again, I don't really want to do that. It's a tough call, though. You know, I'm getting older. I'm super aging, as I mentioned last week. And I need something to help me with that, you know, slow that. I'm not really slow the aging, but, you know, stay in shape to have, you know, a decent quality of life. Because, you know, the worse health you are, the more just life sucks. You know, it's I want to be able to walk up and down my stairs. I want to be able to go and, you know, hike up a mountain if so felt inclined to do so. And, you know, I feel like I really should buy a treadmill. But again, it's not something I want to really drop the cash on. This is a really tough conundrum here. As when I first, you know, bought it, I still had plenty of money left over from the home equity loan that was not much of a thought. And so, yeah, it was not as hard of a decision. Now that I'm like, I don't have much money left over for that, I'm like, this is not something I really feel the need to drop a whole lot of money on. Maybe I should just wait till next summer and then go to Facebook Marketplace and try to get a treadmill. Life has got so many dilemmas. First world problems right here, buying a treadmill or not. Definitely first world problems. I don't really know what I would get. I mean, there's just so many. There's a lot of them that are just like walking pads. I don't want to walk. The point of a treadmill would be to fucking run. God damn it. There's just a bunch of them that are just sold as walking treadmills. Like, what the hell, man? So yeah, I don't know what a good one worth buying would be. And, you know, I would be the only person using it, so it would be seeing a lot of use. It'd be just like a couple times a week sort of thing. So I would think I wouldn't need one with an insane amount of durability. I mean, I don't plan on running that hard on it. I don't plan on doing, like, the most I would do is maybe 5 miles, if that. Probably stick to, like, 3 mile little little jogs. As, I wouldn't put a whole lot of effort in on the treadmill. Maybe go barefoot. Low noise would be definitely a good factor because, again, I share walls with my neighbors. That is something else. At least I don't feel inclined now to buy any other instruments at the moment. My last purchase of guitar that I'm still paying for, that I will be paying for the next couple of years. I love that guitar. Supreme Leader Barry, as I like to call it, the ES Supreme that I have. After getting that, I really don't feel the need to purchase any more guitars. It is... become my main guitar, you know, pretty much immediately. And I favor that over all the other ones. Sorry to Adam Jones, my Adam Jones Les Paul standard. but I love that ES Supreme, man. That is a fantastic guitar. And because of that, yeah, I don't feel the need to buy other instruments. Although, well, guitars... I still would have liked at some point. It's not really high up on my list. I would love to get like a electronic drum set that I could play inside that wouldn't have a whole lot of noise, you know, playing with. Just for shits and giggles, just to have it. But that's not real. That's not something I feel like I have to buy. That wasn't like... like buying my Gibson guitars. That's not a must. I can live the rest of my life without having an electronic drum set. Though, you know, I find it fun. I'm not good at playing the drums, but it's fun. It would be nice to have. But that would be in the future if I have some money left over to spend. Right now is not that time. Not that time, but I know it is, you know, there's a lot of sales online. I should probably not look at Sweetwater. Or Musician's Friend. Should probably not do that. But, you know, they've got stuff going on. It's, they do have big sales on the DG335 Dave Grohl's guitar, which since getting that ES Supreme, I'm just not so interested because I have a hollow body that I just love and I don't feel the need for that. But they do have $300 off on Musician's Friend and... Sweetwater there. Let's see here. Drums, percussion. Let's put some filters on. I would imagine, I mean, they got some pretty good deals. Oh, damn it. That's not the electronic. I put electronic, you sons of bitches. and it took it off. There we go. Electronic drums. That's what we want. Apply. Ugh. I mean, still really expensive. I mean, I'm looking at buying... if I wanted the real quiet ones, you're looking at a couple of grand. That's just not... that's just not... not nice. Not nice. As, yeah, some of these say that they're electronic drum kits, but they look like full-on, like, acoustic drum sets, man. It's, holy shit. It's just, I don't even think I want to go down that rabbit hole. Some of those just are way expensive. They are way more expensive since the last time I looked at it. I would imagine, you know, the inflation that's gone through in the last year is probably because of that. And that shit's on sale. I know when I bought cough drops the other week... it was double the price on sale. It was double the price for the cough drops than it was a year before. It's like, son of a bitch, that's like everything now. And that's when shit's on sale. It's a real pisser out there. I was kind of looking for, also for a Black Friday deal. I was kind of perusing for a big, I was wanting to get another, like, maybe like 4 terabyte or like 8 terabyte fucking hard drive for this PC. But man, there's not, those are still really expensive. Still very expensive. You know what? Let's see what they have for. That was just strictly 8 terabytes is fucking expensive, but I would like to have fucking 8 terabytes. That's 4 to 6. What do we got from that range? That's probably more reasonable. As I've got a lot of VR porn on here. and that shit takes up a lot of space. the 4 terabytes dropping, they've got sales on some of them to where they're at least in the 250 range, 260. The more name brand ones are more in like the 350 range, which has actually gone up. My 4 terabyte one I have, I think I maybe got 200 for 200 or so. I don't know. I mean, everything's just going up in price. But goddamn, the 8 terabyte, gonna have to wait like another year or two before possibly going that full or that big of a hard drive. Hopefully at that point, the technology will get more easier to produce, and thus maybe they'll have 16 terabyte at that point, and then that'll be the really expensive one, you know? As of course, you know, everything, files for everything just keep getting larger. But we'll see. We'll see what happens in a year. Now, I really don't need another fucking hard drive at the moment. I was just hoping that perhaps Black Friday would lead to, you know, perhaps a good deal on a hard drive. But I am not seeing solid state drive. I am not seeing a good 8 terabyte for a reasonable. Whew. I mean, they're going, some of them are going for like $1,000. I'm like, for a fucking hard drive, man. Never in my life would I spend that much on a fucking on a fucking hard drive. I've got, you know, I watch VR porn a fair amount, but I don't watch it enough to warrant that. I don't need, fuck man, to drop $1,000. I'll just delete some of the stuff to put new stuff on there if I really want. Like, good Lord. I mean, again, the keyboard, a keyboard would be something. The only thing, like electronics wise, I would consider. To make a purchase at the moment on doing any kind of electronics for Black Friday. I don't foresee myself buying a controller or whatnot. Really, I just don't. It's just hard to buy anything at the moment. I was possibly thought about going to the game yesterday, but that they had some cheap tickets. Parking would have been a bit of a situation. I wouldn't drive up there today for tonight's game because the weather is kind of shit. Roads are shit. I mean, I guess I could, but yeah, I don't see it happen. I'm definitely not going to 6-7 games this season. I'll be lucky to go to 2. If I go to games, I you know what? Honestly, I enjoy just staying home with Fox here and watching the games at home. Now that I have the projector, I can just watch it via that. And I paid to see the whole season already anyway on FanDuel. Though I feel I don't feel real great that I'm paying FanDuel for it because I really hate what sports betting has done to sports. And like overnight is already become such a huge problem. Holy fuck. And we're what, like a week away from it really hitting Missouri as sports. That's all I get ads for now, is fucking sports betting. And it's so annoying to watch a game and just see nothing but the odds on everything and hear about parlay bets. Oh, come on, make a parlay bet that will never have, you'll never win a fucking parlay bet. Those fucking things are insane. You're fucking shit is fucking, it's fucking nuts, man. Fucking nuts. And they've already had, you know, problems with coaches and players being involved with the gambling aspect of things, throwing games, and it's just ruining sports, man. It's ruining sports. You know, when big money hits sports anyway, shit gets, you know, screwy. People are going to cheat. They're going to do shit. But now that they can make big bank off just betting, it's just, oh, fucking ruins it, man. Fucking ruins it. Just sad. And I just, you know, want to watch good athletes. I want to watch the Blues. One thing I hear lately, it seems they need to fight more. Last season they had, it seemed like last season they were fighting a lot more. I'm not seeing as much. Tyler Tucker at the beginning of the season seemed like he was getting in quite a few fights, but it just doesn't seem there's much fight in him right now. Like they're not, I think they need to get a little bit more physical. Let's get some, the captain needs to get out there and just like very start of the game, just drop the gloves. Let's get some passion in there, fellas. I believe the Blues can turn it around and they better do it soon. I mean, they won yesterday. Hopefully they can win tonight. And you know, this team, I know they can win. They've shown they can win. They won 12 straight last season with pretty much the exact same team. I want to see this happen, fellas. It was good to see last night Buchnevich got a goal, and it was his first goal in quite a while. I think it was only his third or fourth of the season. And, he's just started a big fucking contract. I think his contract's like $8 million or something, and he hasn't really produced much this season. He's been improving as far as like defense and stuff is concerned the last several games and stuff, but it was good to find. I like Bucci, you know? And it's definitely that's a lot of the ire from the fans has been directed towards Buchnevich because, you know, he's making more money than most people on the team and just really hasn't been producing much, which, I mean, that's going to happen. That's the life of a professional athlete, you know. But I do love me some hockey. And that's, I guess, really all I've got, as I got a little bit of time before the Blues game. So I'll probably play some video games or something. But I guess, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.